Welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It is Friday and it is Memorial Day weekend. So if you have Monday off work, this is a great feeling right now on that Friday, a long weekend of baseball and some good matchups we have this weekend. Cleveland is in Detroit. They actually started game one last night, so it's a four-game series, and Cleveland won that matchup 7-0. And then they have Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, so three more games in that matchup, which is a great matchup in the AL Central. So looking forward to that one. The LA Dodgers are in New York taking on the Mets, which is another offensive production series that's probably going to be really exciting. So that'd be a good series this weekend. Kansas City is in Minnesota to take on the Twins, and another powerful AL Central matchup, which could cause a little bit of change in where the standings are at the end of this weekend. And the New York Yankees are in Colorado, which on paper obviously isn't a great matchup, but you know, we're going to see how many home runs potentially the New York Yankees have over the weekend, or if Colorado can, you know, surprise some people and win a game or two in that weekend series. So just another great weekend of baseball. Memorial Day weekend, it just screams kind of Americana right there. Yeah, baseball and a holiday weekend. And obviously a weekend that is very important to remember all of those and the sacrifices they made. So, yeah, hope you enjoy the weekend and hope you can watch as much baseball as you can. So let's take a quick little rundown of some teams and some things that are happening so far. Atlanta is, they're kind of still hanging around that 500 mark, but they are supposed to get Ronald Acuña Jr. back this weekend, which obviously a healthy version of him is going to help the offense and defense on the Braves. It is a tough division in the NL East, and the Phillies and the Mets are doing good, and it does seem like the Washington Nationals are kind of playing spoiler against a lot of these teams as well, but a huge boost for the Braves to get back Ronald Acuña Jr. See if they can finally get a little bit more above 500, just because they've been kind of hanging around 500. Obviously, with their disaster of a start of the season, they are finally kind of back to at 500, kind of flirted with a little bit above 500 here and there, a couple games, but really seeing how, you know, they can continue to right that ship from what it was since opening day and get back well above 500. So good boost for the Braves. Braves fans are probably really happy about that. The LA Angels are the hot team right now. They've made their way back into the mix in the AL West. They are still a game below 500 at 24-25, but they're only 4.5 games back of the Seattle Mariners. And if you look at where they were on May 23rd of 2024, so 1 year ago, they were 20-30 and nowhere kind of really in the mix with the AL West. So that's got to be a welcome sight for Angels fans. And, you know, to be where they are now, a really great past week they've had. And again, still in the mix in the AL West. It doesn't seem like it's a division that's going to just have this clear runner. You know, the Mariners were ahead, and they still are ahead, but the teams are kind of clumped together with the Astros, with the Rangers, and now with the LA Angels in there. So we'll see after this weekend. The LA Angels could potentially get above 500, which towards the end of May and at Memorial Day checkpoint would be a welcome sound for LA Angels fans for sure. Colorado Rockies, another team out west in the NL West, and they are they're not having a good year. They're 8-42 right now on the season. Last year they were 16-33, so they've dropped. I mean, they weren't a great team last year. It was a disappointing season last year, and even more so this year. I think I read that it was like the worst start of any MLB team or any baseball team since like 1901 or something. So right now the Colorado Rockies are 8-42, And like I mentioned, they play the Yankees this weekend, which is not a good team you want to have coming to visit in Denver, where the ball is going to fly, especially with those power hitters the Yankees have. So I really just hope that the Colorado Rockies are not kind of in line for where the White Sox were last year. It's been a disappointing season, and I really hate it for Colorado Rockies fans because that is such a great stadium. Denver's a great sports town, and you know, I've always kind of liked the Rockies. I love their colors, their uniforms, all that stuff. So I hate it for the Rockies. I hope that they can turn it around a little bit, but that's where they're at right now. So we'll see what continues to happen through the season. Seattle still leading the AL West, and they did get George Kirby back last night. He pitched. Wasn't a great outing on Thursday night, but you know, that's his first one of the season. You got to imagine that he's going to continue how he's been in the past. So could be a boost for the Mariners with their offensive production being pretty good right now with it is, and their pitching was really good last year. So hopefully with him back, that'll continue the strength for the Seattle Mariners. The AL Central is a strong division. There are some good teams in the AL Central. The AL Central and the NL West are the only two divisions where four out of the five teams are above 500. So the AL Central, the Detroit Tigers, maybe the best record right now in baseball, are leading that division. And the second place team is the Cleveland Guardians, who are tied with the Minnesota Twins at 27 and 22. And then the Kansas City Royals are 28 and 23, but they're all five games back of the Detroit Tigers. But that's kind of crazy when you have the top four teams who are all well above 500. And even the second and third and fourth place teams are five games above 500, but still five games back in the division. So it's just a really strong division. That's going to be an exciting division all summer long. And like we have this weekend, Kansas City is in Minnesota and Cleveland is at Detroit this weekend. So great weekend of baseball in the AL Central. We might see some moving parts and some different second, third, or fourth place teams in there. But Detroit is hot right now. But all the teams, the Detroit Tigers, Cleveland Guardians, Minnesota Twins, and Kansas City Royals, are making for a really strong AL Central. The team in baseball who leads all of the league in triples is somewhat of a surprise. You would probably think it's like the Arizona Diamondbacks, or maybe, you know, a team with some speed, Cincinnati Reds, but no. It is the Colorado Rockies. They are the leaders in triples with 14 on the season, so the sole leader in triples on the season so far. Not a lot has gone right for the Rockies this season, but at least they do lead the league in triples. So let's talk about the Cincinnati Reds. That is my team, and it's been an interesting year, a somewhat frustrating year, a year that has been very inconsistent. I think that's kind of the theme around this team this year is that you'll have a game where they'll score 10 runs. They might score 10 runs in the first inning. And then the next game, they will have three or four hits and get shut out. And then another, you know, the game after that, they might score one or two runs with five or six hits. And then the game after that, they might score eight runs. So it's just like such an inconsistent team. And obviously the NL Central, the Cubs are great, but there's still a path for them to potentially win that division. I don't know. The Cubs are pretty good. A path to at least get a wild card in that division, but they're still below 500, just a little bit right now, but kind of teetering on that above 500, below 500, at 500 mark. But one of the things that they aren't doing as much of is successful stolen bases. So last year, I believe they were third in 2024 with 207 stolen bases. They're at 52 right now. So we're 51 games played in the season. So it's kind of around that same mark. They got 52 stolen bases. So that's not off the mark from where they are. But right now, they have had 68 total stolen base opportunities. they've been successful on 52 of those. They've been caught stealing on 16. So 68 total stolen opportunities, caught 16 times, successful 52 times. That brings their success rate to 76.5%, which is not very good. Compared to last season, they were 82.1% successful. So they're just not being as successful in the stolen base categories as they were last year, kind of in the same on the same mark where they're going for the total stolen bases. But those can be real killers when you've had success in the past of completing those stolen bases, and then you get runners out at second or even third base, and then now you lose that runner potentially in scoring position. So could be a reason why, you know, they haven't had as much consistency in scoring runs. But just an interesting stat there that they are not as successful in the stolen base category as they were last year. You know, I don't think Ellie De La Cruz is getting on base as much as he did last year. So he's a threat to steal, obviously, anytime. But even him on the stolen bases this year, it hasn't looked as dominant as it has in the past. But obviously, that can change and turn around very quickly. So interesting to see if the stolen bases will continue to be something that is pushed with the Cincinnati Reds, because they're not having a ton of success in that category. Do they keep trying with stolen bases, or do they kind of dial it back a little bit? Only time will tell on that. And they are 27th in strikeouts. They have 457 strikeouts, so near the bottom in strikeouts. So that's not helping their case either. Lots of strikeouts and not having as much success on the stolen bases, which has been a great strength that they've had in the past and what led them to a lot of success last year. If you can at least have the threat of stolen bases on the base path, it's going to get in the pitcher's head. It's going to only help the offensive category. So we'll see what happens there. Speaking of stolen bases, the team that has the highest stolen base percentage so far this season is the New York Mets. They are sitting at 86.7%, so 87 if you want to round up, percentage of their stolen bases have been a success. They've had 45 opportunities, and they've been successful on 39 of those, so only caught stealing six times for 45 total opportunities, 39 successes, 86.7%. And the Chicago Cubs are just slightly behind them at 86.3%. So if you round down, that'd be 86%. They've had 73 total opportunities, so a lot more opportunities to steal the bases or stolen base events. So 73 total. They've been successful on 63 of those and caught stealing 10 of those. So 86.3% with the Chicago Cubs. We'll see at the end of this weekend if that changes and the Cubs do some running. They are playing the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati, so we'll see. Hopefully not, that the Chicago Cubs hopefully won't steal too many bases this weekend. So the New York Mets are the team that has given up the fewest number of runs with 162 and the fewest number of home runs with 33. They've also scored 218 total runs, so they are plus 56 in the run differential, and they've hit 53 total home runs, so they are plus 20 in the home run differential versus how many they've hit versus how many they've given up. So obviously those two categories are going to be a reason for success, which makes sense why the New York Mets have been successful this season. Looking at the divisions for all the combined records. So looking at the AL East, the combined records for all five teams are 119 and 127. The AL Central is above 500 at 130 and 120. Again, AL Central is a strong division with four out of those five teams being at least five games over 500. The AL West is an interesting one where the record is 500, 125 wins and 125 total losses for those five teams. In the NL East, another strong division, they are 127 and 118. The NL Central is below 500 at 123 and 128. And the NL West actually is below 500, which is surprising because four out of the five teams are above 500. But the Colorado Rockies are really dragging that division down. So the NL West is 121 and 127. Baltimore Orioles. I feel for the Baltimore Orioles fans after the success and anticipation going into this season. Right now, on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, they sit in last place in the AL East with a record of 15 and 32. They are 10th in home runs, so they've hit 56 home runs, so they're the top third in home runs hit. They are 26th, though, in number of hits, 371. So they've been pretty good in home runs, scoring runs either the solo variety or with a couple people on, but they are near the end, 26th in hits, 371. 25th in RBIs with 174, and 25th in runs with 183. They've also are 27th in the number of runs given up with 268. So they've scored 183. They've given up 268. That is a minus 85 run differential, which is not going to help, especially when you are playing in a strong division with the Yankees, with the Toronto Blue Jays now. It just goes to show you that Baltimore is getting some offensive production from home runs. And I know they've had a lot of solo home runs, but they're just not getting that offensive production from getting players on base and hitting them in or getting those RBIs and just not scoring a ton of runs. They are 27th in walks, 134. Four walks total on this season, so they're not walking a ton, and they are 22nd in strikeouts, 433, and they are 24th in average with a 232 average. So offensively, it has just not really been there yet for the Baltimore Orioles, and really hate that for the Orioles. They have such a young, exciting team that I hope they can turn it around this season and be in contention for, potentially towards the end of the season. It doesn't look like they're on that path right now, but it is still very early in the season, so plenty of time for them to get back into it, especially if they can continue to hit home runs, if they can continue or if they can be a little bit better with hitting with runners in scoring position or runners on base. That's going to help them out a lot, but I really feel for the Orioles. Hopefully they can turn that around. All right, it is the weekend. We made it through. We made it through the holiday weekend. So lots of great baseball on this weekend. Hope you enjoy time with your family and friends, watching baseball, eating some good food, and remembering kind of the sacrifices and importance of the Memorial Day weekend. So watch baseball and enjoy it. And until next time, we will catch you later.